cut the carbs. You may well have heard that before if you've been considering going on a diet and wondering which of the myriad of options out there to choose. But in all the noise about diets, one scientist is warning about a link between carbohydrates and coronavirus. She's virologist Dr. Estralita van Rensburg, a former medical director at one of the UK's largest clinical research companies who studies metabolic disease.
A high-carb diet, which is really based on the Eat Well guide, you know, from the government and NHS, really leads to a metabolic syndrome and metabolic disease called insulin resistance. And what happens when we eat a high-carb diet is the carbohydrates break down to glucose in the body, and glucose drives the secretion of the hormone insulin. And when we're exposed to high insulin levels for many years, insulin resistance develops. And this is the precursor to many of these lifestyle diseases like obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, dementia, and even cancer. So we've seen a dramatic increase in the amount of these lifestyle diseases over the last 40 years. Since the introduction of the Eat Well Guide in 1983.
Are you saying then, and we have to stress this is an NHS England Eat Well Guide, are you saying they've got the mix of carbs and other things wrong?
Absolutely. And, you know, if we go back in history, we can see that this was really a political decision that came from the US. In 1977, a US Senate Select Committee and Senator George McGovern got it approved through the US Senate to increase or advise the American public to increase their consumption of carbohydrates, but reduce their consumption of fat and red meat and so on, protein and good saturated fats, because they believe that saturated fat and red meat and so on were really bad for us. So that led to the introduction of the guidelines in America in 1980. And the whole thing was then adopted here in the UK in 1983 and subsequently with most other English-speaking countries around the globe.
So what kind of mix of diet then would be appropriate now if our long-standing belief that fat, high-fat diets, red meat, is actually bad for you, if we now know that that's perhaps not the case?
Yes, and I think the kind of scientific evidence that was supposedly there for saturated fat and meat and so on has been fully discredited. So what we need to understand is, obviously, we all know that sugar is not good for us, but what most people don't understand is that starch also breaks down to glucose in the body. So it still drives this metabolic syndrome. So what we need to do is to cut out all the processed food, because processed food that we buy prepackaged in boxes, you know, all the fast food are very high carbohydrate levels. And they also contain a lot of man-made fats, the vegetable oils, which is pro-inflammatory. And we need to eat ample amounts of good fats, because we need good fats to absorb the fat-soluble vitamins. So all these skimmed milk products and low-fat products and so on don't allow our bodies to absorb the fat-soluble vitamins that we need. So we need to eat meat, butter, fish, eggs, cheese, coconut oil, nuts, and avocado. Those are packed with good fats that our bodies need. We need to also cut back on any refined carbohydrates, anything made from white or wholemeal flour, because that breaks down to glucose as well. And eat a lot of green leafy vegetables and berries, because fruit contains a lot of sugar as well, but berries are quite low in the amount of sugar it contains.
And we do know that being overweight and having diabetes can be a big factor in determining how well you cope with COVID.
Absolutely, because there were data released, I think, in May this year, just after we had the first wave of the pandemic, that showed that 31% of people dying from COVID had underlying type 2 diabetes, which is directly related, you know, to the food that people's eating for decades, you know, because it typically takes about 20 years for type 2 diabetes to manifest itself.
Dr. Estralita van Rensburg.